Hello and welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Vlad and this is Yutan.
Hi everyone. So I'm currently a summer intern at the Developer Experience team this summer, and so far it's been going great. I'm working on small projects and also one big one, which is mostly used for customers.
So you're part of Developer Experience now, right?
Yes, I am.
So basically it's a team at Microsoft, a pretty big team that helps developers to basically build solutions and applications and cool things on Microsoft platform, right?
Mm-hmm, definitely.
So what are you working on currently?
So currently I'm working on, it's kind of like a web directory. So if you think about it, it's helping bridge different companies and some like software companies together. So for perhaps a lot of people who don't have like in-house developers for Windows maybe, you know, they have like ways to like find these developers through our system. So it's like building opportunities.
Sounds great, and thank you for hosting with me today. Let's go to our news, and first big news today is about Greg Duncan working on This Week on Channel 9 for 5 years. Congratulations, Greg, it's a big date. Basically, pretty much everything we're talking about is prepared by Greg, and we're just like a talking heads. Thank you, Greg, for being with us. He was working with the previous hosts, and now he's working with us. He's an awesome guy, and it's a pleasure to work with you, Greg.
Congratulations.
So then going to actual news prepared by Greg. And first, and one of the biggest one is actually the fact that we announce Xbox, a big Xbox app development event, which is going to be on August 13th at 9 a.m. Pacific time. I believe it's going to be in this studio, but you will be able to watch it online. And it will be all about Xbox app development. So you probably know that there is a difference between game development and app development, though they will focus on specifically on Xbox applications versus games. I encourage you to watch this event. Next, reality virtually hackathon. You know what it is?
No, please tell me more about it.
It's a big event, a big hackathon down to Cambridge, Massachusetts in October. And the reason I'm talking about it right now, because we're going to participate in that event, and it's going to be about virtual reality, augmented reality, and mixed reality. We'll be there with devices, we'll be there with our engineers, with our experience, with some talks. And hopefully we'll hack together. So go ahead and apply for the registration. Registration process is kind of complicated over there. And next news, Visual Studio 15 Preview 4. What's interesting in that?
For this preview, it's actually it's a lot smaller and faster. So when it comes to installations, it's very quick. So you don't have to like, wait, you know, a long time just to like, get these Visual Studio working. And like, what makes it really special is that you know, you're able to perhaps pick and choose what you want, and then it's like a very special case where you don't have to like get all the entire package. You don't need like everything else. So
yeah, and the way you do it is with the new lightweight Visual Studio 15 installer, which is perfectly described in another post by Adam. And you know, the interesting part is. We already mentioned is that you basically can choose all the components, right? And there are also new components added in there, like which in particular? Like, I, for example, I like the Unity development part, and like it's just great the way they design. Probably like the installer is probably the biggest part, my favorite one.
Yeah, I would say that's definitely what stands out the most too.
Yeah. Cool. GitHub extension for Visual Studio 2.0. What's interesting about that one?
So for this one, you are able to do a lot of like GitHub like Git extensions on Visual Studio, but do take notes like not, it's for GitHub alone. So you know you don't have to like use your command line or like maybe Git bash or whatnot. So it's all like just like through Visual Studio. So it's very convenient also for developers.
Yeah, exactly. And with this new major release, they they move new features from like command line and GitHub client to Visual Studio. So you have less like context switching when you do your development and DevOps work. Awesome. Next thing is a post by Michael Crumb, and Michael is talking about the way they made UI layer on Windows, and in particular on Universal Windows platform. And this is about layering of UI from low-level DirectX APIs to XAML through Windows Composition. And you know what Windows Composition is?
This is the one where you are able to do a lot of like development of just like one single line?
No, it's more about doing very heavy stuff like animations mm-hmm. and animating like hundreds of thousands of elements without performance trade-offs because they do everything on the hardware level. And it's really, if you compare it to what we used to be with before, it's really like a one-line thing. But in order to do a lot of animations, you also need to write a lot of code.
Yeah.
But still, it's a big step for Windows UI. And by the way, with the UWP toolkit, UWP community toolkit we announced last week, mm-hmm. They actually have very good samples of using Windows Composition as well. Going and talking about really awesome stuff, HoloLens. We have no week without HoloLens. Every week we have something. So basically, this interesting article on the Register is about presentation. One of the Microsoft hardware team members had at, let me see, what conference?
Hot Chips.
At Hot Chips conference down in California. So we didn't disclose much about HoloLens hardware before, but this guy really gave a big talk about how we designed HoloLens and especially how we designed HPU, which is Holographic Processing Unit. It is a chip that helps HoloLens to understand the world around you. So it's a pretty interesting article if you're up to like building hardware and if you're just curious about devices and gadgets. It's a good thing to read about. It's a good thing to see if this talk is available in any kind of video form online. Talking about HoloLens, there is actually an interesting game. Oh, it's not even a game, it's an emulator. So what does this thing emulate?
So if you look at the screen right now, it's pretty much just like the game, and then it's able to go through and check out the different topological of like your surroundings and go through that. So it's not just like having a screen when you wear your HoloLens when you play a game. It's like it's really reflective of your environment.
So yeah, like these NES emulators, they usually like about running old games mm-hmm. On a flat, obviously, app. And I'm sure if there is a there is an emulator built on top of Universal Windows platform. You can run it on HoloLens as well as any Windows 10 app. The difference about that is that those games are flat, but developers of this application of the emulator, they managed to mix the game with the environment. Mm-hmm. So you kind of play in a flat game, but in your environment, as if you have like it made of paper. I don't know. Yeah, a fun thing. I'll definitely check it out.
Yeah, definitely. It's like all these old games that we play back when you were a kid. It's like all there now.
And we reached our favorite stage of this week on Channel 9, which is Picks of the Week. And first is going to be Yutang's pick. It's a pretty interesting picture down there. What is it about?
It is. So the Xbox team back in Australia decided to release a well, you probably won't imagine, but it's like a fashion piece, so it's a onesie.
Wow.
So if you look at it, it's actually quite stylish. And then for this onesie, it's really fit for players. You know, you have like pockets are probably wide enough for like your console, and they look really comfortable. I'm sure
wide
they
enough
are
for a console? Man, that's a huge pocket.
I know. I'm sure all you gamers out there really love this onesie.
Oh, sorry, not huge. Of course, the Xbox One S is a very small device. So you can put it in your pocket, yeah, and no, there is no more power brick, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, talking seriously, it's a really good piece of, I don't know what. It's not the software, it's not hardware, it's just like...
Yeah, it's like just fashion piece,
fashion,
you know?
Yeah, it's a fashion piece. Masterpiece of fashion piece. Awesome, I love it. And MicroPeak of the week. It's again about artificial intelligence and machine learning. Today's Thursday, and we're shooting this show as usual on Thursday. And just today, Facebook open sourced three huge frameworks, three huge machine learning libraries. And basically, these libraries, what they do is they do image classification, saying, oh, in this image, there is a chair, there is a ship, there is a horse. Then they do image detection, where they kind of detect the area where every object is. And then they do segmentation, where they actually detect every pixel of these objects. It's a big deal for image processing when it comes to machine learning. It's a big deal for environment understanding, for world understanding. And this is very important for the research community, because now, like, all the students and other software developers, they can take this source code and get all the basically experience Facebook collected processing all our pictures, like billions of pictures online. Now we can use these libraries they develop, and it's a big deal for the community and for the machine learning worldwide. That's it for this week. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for hosting.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and we see you next week. Have fun.
See you.